Third parak of Peya, Mishnah Aleph. This Mishnah is also pertaining to the halachas of when do we define an area that is being planted as one field and when do we treat it as separate areas, separate fields. As we said before, the chiyuv of Peya is on each field. Malbunos hatfua shepein hazisim. He has square rows of grain which are planted in between olive trees, and the Persian says, "Lavdafka olive trees, any type of tree that is separating between these square rows of grain." So the question is the fact that there we have these trees in between the rows of grain, are the trees considered a hefsek and define every row as a separate entity and has a separate seal of peya? Or do we say no, since we have a whole bunch of these square rows in the same general area, the fact that there are olive trees or other trees in between the rows is not a hefsek. The Shami Yom Pei and the Kolatas the Achas. The Shami says it is a hefsek, and they said, "Let me make Achas Alatov." They said the fact that the trees over here is not enough to make a hefsek, and that's why we pass them as considered all one field. Moidim, and the Shami will be Moidish, and Rosh Yeshuas Muravim should noise and pay Achas Alatov. That if these rows were not perfectly square, and parts of the end of one row touch the other row, even though there are trees around him. Since there is a connection between the rows, here Peshami would agree that the fact that there are trees in between part of one row and the next is not considered hefsek, and one would take one peg on the entire field.